Anorexia nervosa is an eating disorder and psychological condition marked by extreme self-starvation due to a distorted body image. Individuals with anorexia have a distorted perception of their body size, often believing they are overweight despite being underweight. They may obsessively monitor their weight and food intake, sometimes refusing to eat or consuming only minimal amounts of food. Despite the severe health risks associated with being underweight, those with anorexia often deny that their weight is a problem. This disorder is commonly linked to perfectionism and depression and can be fatal, with individuals sometimes starving themselves to death. While young women are most affected, anorexia can impact individuals of any age and gender. In the United States, approximately 0.9% of females and 0.3% of males will experience anorexia nervosa in their lifetime. The highest incidence occurs in 15 to 19-year-old girls. Anorexia is more prevalent in cultures where being thin is emphasized. Stressful life events, temperament traits such as perfectionism, and hereditary factors can contribute to the onset of the disorder. Women with anorexia may experience fertility issues. Lifetime prevalence, 0.3% to 3% in women and 0.1% to 0.5% in men, depending on the country and data source. Highest incidence occurs in individuals aged 15 to 19 years. The male-to-female ratio is 1 to 8, though this may vary in childhood. Average onset is at 16 to 17 years, although younger children can also be affected. Recovery rates, 46% recover, 33% improve, and 20% remain chronically ill. 1. Dramatic weight loss. 2. Dressing in layers to conceal weight loss or to stay warm. 3. Preoccupation with food, weight, calories, fat grams, and dieting. 4. Refusing to eat certain foods, progressing to eliminating entire food categories, e.g., carbohydrates. 5. Frequently stating feeling fat or overweight despite weight loss. 6. Complaints of constipation, abdominal pain, cold intolerance, lethargy, and/or excess energy. 7. Denial of hunger. 8. Development of food rituals, e.g., excessive chewing, rearranging food on a plate. 9. Cooking for others without eating. 10. Excusing oneself from meals or situations involving food. 11. Expressing a need to burn off calories. 12. Rigid and excessive exercise regimen, even when ill or injured. 13. Withdrawal from friends and activities, becoming more isolated. 14. Resistance to eating in public. 15. Intense fear of weight gain or being fat, even when underweight. 16. Distorted perception of body shape and weight. 17. Post-puberty females may lose their menstrual period. 18. Feelings of ineffectiveness, excessive need for control, and inflexible thinking. 1. Stomach cramps and gastrointestinal issues like constipation. 2. Menstrual irregularities or amenorrhea. 3. Difficulty concentrating. For abnormal laboratory findings, e.g., anemia, low potassium, thyroid problems. 5. Dizziness, fainting, or syncope. 6. Feeling constantly cold. 7. Sleep disturbances. 8. Cuts and calluses on finger joints from vomiting. 9. Dental issues such as enamel erosion, cavities, and tooth sensitivity. 10. Dry skin and brittle nails. 11. Swelling around salivary glands. 12. Fine body hair, lanugo, thinning hair on the scalp. 13. Swollen feet or cold, mottled hands. 14. Poor wound healing and weakened immune function. While there is no surefire way to prevent anorexia, adopting healthy eating habits can reduce the risk of developing an eating disorder. How to support healthy eating habits? Choose a diet rich in whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, and avoid extreme dieting. Seek advice from a healthcare provider if weight loss is necessary. Avoid using supplements, laxatives, or herbal products for weight loss. Engage in at least 150 minutes of aerobic activity weekly and choose enjoyable activities to maintain consistency. If you are concerned about eating behaviors, consult a healthcare provider to address any issues early. How to support children? Avoid discussing dieting in front of your child and encourage family meals, which can foster a healthy relationship with food. Address unhealthy ideas from social media or websites promoting anorexia as a lifestyle and correct misconceptions. Promote a healthy body image and self-esteem by offering reassurance about body diversity and avoiding self-criticism. Regular health checkups can help detect early signs of eating disorders and address any concerns. Psychological therapy plays a critical role in treating anorexia. This may involve regular sessions with a mental health professional over months or years. Therapy goals include 1. Normalizing eating patterns and achieving a healthy weight. 2. Replacing unhealthy behaviors with healthier alternatives. 3. Learning to monitor eating and emotional patterns. 4. Developing problem-solving and coping strategies. 5. Improving relationships and mood. Registered dietitians help patients understand the nutritional impact of their disorder and develop healthy eating habits, such as establishing regular eating patterns, e.g., 3 meals per day, avoiding extreme dieting or binging, correcting malnutrition-related health issues. While medications cannot cure anorexia, they are helpful when combined with therapy. Antidepressants are commonly prescribed to treat underlying depression or anxiety associated with the disorder. Hospitalization may be necessary if physical or mental health deteriorates, or if the individual is unable to eat or gain weight. The main goal is to stabilize the person's health through initial medical intervention and normalize eating patterns. Day treatment involves structured sessions, including medical care, therapy, and nutrition education, several days a week. Residential treatment may be needed for long-term care if hospitalization is insufficient or if the individual requires consistent supervision to recover from their eating disorder. This comprehensive approach aims to address both the physical and psychological aspects of anorexia to promote recovery. Anorexia is a challenging disorder to overcome, and as a life coach, it is important to understand that you should never attempt to provide treatment for it. Instead, always refer the client to a hospital or mental health clinic where they can receive professional care and support. Your role as a life coach is to guide and support, but the treatment for anorexia should be handled by healthcare professionals.